This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Mark Cuban, by the way, was addressing the NBA side of it because I asked Michelle if the MLS would actually get all the teams together in one spot or two spots or something like that, where they would live together, play against each other, have no contact with the world. Chinese basketball wants to do that. So there's talk about the NBA. Mark Cuban addressed about how the NBA will come back and in what form.
All the experts have got to say it'll be absolutely safe. We cannot put anything ahead of the health and safety of our players and staff. That's it. And it's such a moving target, and nobody really has specifics. So, I mean, I haven't had any conversations where anybody's even discussed an actual date at this point.
So that you hear it right from him there. They don't know what the hell is going on. But health has got to be – look what happened to the Chinese Basketball League. They came back too early, and they've been lying anyways. They lie to their own people, those idiots. Forget about lying to us, okay? That's what a piece of crap they are in China. That they've been lying about the numbers, and they're lying to their own people. No, no, everything's cool. Go out on the streets. Hit the subways. Let's go. Let's rock. Oh, no, wait, it's not. Of course not. That's what we want to avoid. That's what we want to avoid. But can you imagine? See, now, here's the thing about the NBA doing all of this now. That if the NBA does this, you can make it a Big Brother NBA. So you can have two TV shows. You can have the games and the life that they're living in that bubble with each other. You know what I mean? The card games, the interviews, the screwing around, the jokes, watching. Hey, who knows? The frustrations that build. Like, think about this. Jimmy Butler. And, oh, what's his name from New Orleans? It's New Orleans, I think, right? Was it New Orleans? What's his name? I'm forgetting that guard
that he got
kicked out of the game, and Jimmy, like, threw him a kiss and all that?
No, it was Indiana.
It is Indiana. He played for Cleveland, and I know who it is, man. But anyway, can you imagine those two in the same you know, little area? Are you kidding me? Those guys would be going at it. It'd be fun. So you could actually have a reality type TV show with NBA players going on during the day and then basketball at night.
You remember the story once upon a time regarding the Washington Wizards? And the crap in the shoe and cutting people's jacket, you know, all
that.
Oh,
yes, yes.
Can you imagine that going on?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. No doubt. You know, J.J. Redick was on ESPN, and he was talking about what's going on in the season, and he was pretty honest about the state of basketball, where they're at, and how they got to deal with it right now.
Well, we're in sort of an unprecedented situation right now. So your normal choices are sort of off the table. And we really have to explore everything in order to finish this season. The idea of 30 teams flying to 28 different markets to finish the season just seems entirely unrealistic at this point. And so I know this idea of these sort of bubble cities is being floated. As a player, I just want to finish the season, whatever form or shape that is. We don't expect to play in front of fans or anything like that. But we do want to finish this season and play as many games as possible.
Now, you here and there talk about, you know, the travel is out. You know, you got 30 teams to 28 different cities, and he's right. And it's good that he's well aware of that, because that means players are obviously talking about this. I don't know if they're going to be able to build little NBA cities and have everybody housed in one place. And I just have a hard time believing that we're going to be able to control all these players and they're going to stay in one sp- I mean, they would have to, because the way you would have to do this is you would have to control the entire environment, right? And after you control that environment, you then have to police it. Think about this. If somebody actually breaks out, not that it's a jail or anything, but they want to go out, well, then that's when you tell them, hey, you can't come back. You're done. And you waive your salary or whatever it is. Because you can't see, the other players are going to have to police that. Because you, if somebody leaves, they now put everybody else at risk. You know what I mean? And that becomes a major problem, obviously. You know? So it just, to me, listening to J.J. Redick talk about this, and one of the things that we've been talking about on this show, you really cannot get sports going until you have a complete grasp of this. Because if not, it's going to be set back. And that's why the people that think there might not be a basketball season, they might be right. They'd be lucky just to get the playoffs in. Because they, you know, like J.J., and, you know, we're about to, I'll play the next cut where he talks about his team and the position that they're in.
Well, I think comfort level, a lot of that has to do with playing in an empty arena. I think that's just realistic right now. And everybody that I've talked to, everybody wants to finish the season. For us, I've talked to a bunch of my teammates on the Pelicans. We want to have some sort of regular season that gives us a chance to get the 8 seed and make the playoffs. Our worst case scenario for an NBA season is that we jump right into the playoffs and we don't get a chance to get that 8 seed.
There you go. And so it's selfish because it's kind of like the Panthers for us locally. The Panthers are on the outside looking in. They're one of the teams hoping that they can finish the regular season so they have a shot to try to get into the playoffs. That's what the Pelicans want to do. JJ personally has a streak that he's made the playoffs every year of his career. So he wants to do that selfishly. And I think more than anything, JJ looks like a really good guy that he's not thinking about that stupid record. I think he's more in that he wants his young guys to get that experience this coming year into the playoffs. But again, they're hoping they can finish the regular season to get to the playoffs. Time is ticking that they may not have that luxury. And you also have to be careful if your basketball and your hockey that you will ruin or go into next season and then delay the second season. And here's the other thing, that how many injuries are we going to see? These guys are all lounging at home. I don't care what kind of exercise they're trying to do at home. They're not going to be in basketball, hockey shape or anything like that. There's going to be some injuries too, because they're going to need a couple weeks of training camp or something to get going. This is dangerous on all avenues, not just that we have to deal with the virus itself. For them, it's dangerous because you're now finishing a season later than you normally would. And if you have a serious injury, it will take you out for the upcoming season, guaranteed. So now you've hurt yourself in 2 seasons. Very, very, very dangerous what they're doing.
Logistically, it's virtually impossible.
Yeah.
Because like we pointed out yesterday, if you were to, per se, take over an abandoned army base, right, and start converting it, why aren't you doing something about creating hospital beds?
Right.
You're over here doing, you know what I mean? It just, there's no good way of doing this and it not rubbing people the wrong way.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
You know who's ready to jump in?
Who?
Your friends at Halliburton. They're ready to do it.
Halliburton, huh?
Them and the Army Corps of Engineers, man. They, like, blink of an eye, oh, man, this is a city. Like, was that Legoland City? Holy crap.
All right, 786-322 1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, which I think it might be the better way to reach us right now instead of the chat board, because the hose have clogged up the chat board.
The hose have inundated the text line again.
Yes. Yeah, no, they didn't do it too bad last time, but this time they're like...
They're out. They got mad that you shut them out last
night. Yeah, they are posting, I mean, left and right. There's a whole bunch of female bots that are inside that whole thing. Because those aren't real women there. It's just fake stuff, fake bots that are going on. Well, Paul Pierce had a really interesting idea. Now, are you ready for this? Okay. Because everybody's got an idea. Hey, you know, we come up with these cities. We create little cities where everybody, all the players will be and everybody will hang out. Well, Paul Pierce says that, you know, people like former NBA player Jay Williams have suggested games take place on cruise ships, which has been done for college basketball back in the day, right? They did it, I think, in 2019. So Paul Pierce has some ambitious plans for the upcoming season. He says, despite there's no official confirmation that the place even exists, Paul Pierce believes Area 51, yeah, the one made famous by movies and documentaries and aliens and all that stuff, he says that's the perfect place to play the remaining games. He says, right away, several issues arise from the idea, even if we knew about it, that the facility exists. You know, in the Nevada desert, would that be the perfect place to play all the games? You know, that's the question. Do they still have aliens there at Area 51? Does it exist? Do they have enough space? How many courts can we create? Do they have hotel space, bedroom space for tons of NBA players, trainers, coaches, broadcasters? But would the government even want us there? Do they still have some stuff there that's secret? Did they ever have anything in there that was secret? That's the question. And do they even want to risk that place to allow anybody with coronavirus in there? Do they want to keep it pristine? Is it pristine? I don't know. Did an alien bring a virus to Area 51? I mean, that's some crazy stuff by Paul Pierce. My man wants to go to Area 51, a place that none of us even know about. Like, we don't know. Like, it could be like a tiki hut that's like, you know, 10 by 10. And we think it's like this big place that's hidden underground 1,000 feet. You know, not even a nuclear device can get to it. You know, that kind of stuff.
You know, they fly the people in there. You know that?
I guess.
Like most of the workers, they get flown in.
Okay. Well,
like you don't just, okay, I'll see you later. Can you open up the gate? I'm leaving.
I can you know, Mickey has a chartered plane. It can fly right in. That's all. That's all. Let's go. Let's do it. Area 51. I mean, what I want to know is, what did Paul Pierce come up with that after the first or second bowl? That's all I'm saying. I mean that when you come up with, we'll play basketball in Area 51, you got to be high, right? You're smoking some green Martian stuff. That's what you're doing, bro. And you come up with Area 51. Out of all places, you don't even know how the place is. You don't know how big it is. You don't know if they have any space for you. Let's go to Area 51. I love that.